Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Roll about with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake Bob. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep, cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Tooth picking your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a ghost. Look, hey, yo. Something happened to me, something.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, wrestling fans? Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest. She is the WSU ring announcer. Also, at JCW and other indie companies. Give it up for Destiny.
How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to Wrestling It Factor.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, it's an honor.
Thank you.
Yes, were you a wrestling fan growing up?
Absolutely. Of course I was. Still am.
which wrestlers did you idolize during that time?
Of course, as a kid, it was always Hulk Hogan and Bob Backlund. I mean, I'm pretty old school.
Right.
And there's a lot of great solid workers out there now, so.
Yes, it is. Tons.
If times have changed. I've been doing this a long time.
Who did you, what ring announcer did you idolize in the business?
Oh, Howard Finkel and Lillian Garcia are my top two.
Yes, Howard Finkel, definitely when I was a kid.
Yes. And Lillian, she was able to break the barrier so other women could do it.
Right. Don't forget, I forgot the other woman that started before her in WWF. I forgot her name.
Mike McGurk.
Mike McGurk, yeah.
Yes. That's true, her too. She's old school. She's back with the Hulk Hogan, Bob Backlund era. That's right.
Right. And definitely a second generation. I think her dad was also a pro wrestler.
Oh, okay.
And her son, he was there for a while in WWE developmental.
Oh well, you're more up to the times than I am.
Yeah, but Howard Finkel, definitely a legend. I just like his ring intro. No, come into the ring.
Yes, he's got it. He's got the voice.
Right. I just wish he was still on WWE TV, but Vince want him in the bag, though.
Well, for now, because he knows it's time to, you know, everybody needs a chance. So.
Yeah. But I think that he should be in important main events at on pay-per-view or on Raw special. Yeah.
Maybe, but I think sometimes he does do things like that, doesn't he?
I would say maybe during the Hall of Fame he does at WrestleMania.
Okay. Okay, that's a pretty big one.
Right. And I thought that he would be back him on Tony Chimble since Cody Rhodes' wife left with him also.
I think they have actually quite a few people to take ring announcer slots now. So,
right. They using
a lot
JoJo.
Of employees in that company.
Right. Definitely. Now JoJo's now doing it.
Mm-hmm. So what's going on, Wayne?
Yes. What got your interest in becoming a ring announcer and manager?
Basically what had happened is, it's like I said, I've always been a fan. My mother got me interested into it. We used to go all the time to, at the time, WWF events. I became friends with some of the boys. I became friends with the camera crew. Any televised event, I would be usually put on TV because the camera crew would always know I was at and make sure I got my few seconds of fame on WWF programming. And, well, a couple of independent promoters from the Jersey area saw me, and they thought I worked for the company because I was on TV quite a bit. And so I was like, no, I don't work for anybody. Boom, you want to work for us? So it wasn't intended. I wasn't looking for it, but I wouldn't change a thing. Well, maybe a few things, but nothing when it comes to the professional part. So started back in 1992 managing. And so now I do both. I manage and I ring announce. But I think WSU now has the same ring announcer that they use in Combat Zone. I want to say, I'm going to say his name wrong. I want to say it's Jay Emile.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you definitely missed WSU also.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. I like the all girls. Yeah, they were definitely a lot of fun. A lot of good, solid workers and good people.
Yeah, and I was so shocked when Sean McCaffrey was going to actually sold the company.
Yes, you needed to sell the company at the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know he had put his health before anything.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and it's
So right now I work for Triple WA, Valor Pro Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Empire. Yeah, right now they're the three temporarily, till I get a few more things going on.
Right.
I'm on a temporary hold, but it won't. It's exactly what it'll be. It'll just be temporary.
Right. How was it like working with Primetime Amy Lee as a heel in WSU and? Every time when she comes in the ring.
Oh, I love it. Hey, I was just glad in WSU that is what I did. I ring announced because I would never want to even try to tie into Amy Lee.
Mm-hmm.
That girl is badass, and she still is.
Right. Definitely.
And Mike's skills unmatched.
Right. Yeah. It was fun to talk to her on this show also. She even put Lisa Lampanelli in her place if she had to.
She can put anybody in her place, trust me.
I guess even Trump, definitely Trump and Hillary both definitely.
No politics, no politics.
Right. Even though it's sort of tied up to wrestling with, I think it was Bernie Sanders at 2PW at an indie show also last year.
Really?
Right.
That's pretty cool. 2PW.
Right.
Out of, I'm in Jersey. Where's 2PW?
I think this was in Iowa.
Iowa? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. He definitely did put a fan in a headlock, though.
Cute.
Yes. Also, what's your memories of that time when Boston Shore needed a tag team partner and they chose you?
Oh, when Lexi needed a partner?
Yeah, Lexi, yeah.
Yeah, well, very unexpected, and there was no way I was getting into that ring.
Right.
She was all on her own on that one.
And I was thinking maybe a rake in the face or something.
No. I have a strict rule about don't touch the ring announcer.
Right. And I remember stories of Lydia Garcia, I think she kind of got hurt that the few wrestlers was in there, accidentally ran into her during a match.
I think it was when she was exiting the ring and they hit the ropes and it sent her. If you're not holding on the ropes and you have your back turned, you're gonna land hard.
Right.
And I don't even use the steps to get out of the ring. I always have bad luck with the steps going down, so I just like usually sit on the apron and scooch myself down. I always like wind up falling down. I'm not in my favor.
Right.
And usually on the indies, you're lucky you even have steps, so I've gotten used to that.
Also, what's your memories of managing King Kong Bundy and Rick Martel?
Oh, wow. Well, Rick I only managed one time, but I love him. I met him back at I've known Rick since WrestleMania 6 in Sky Dome, Toronto, Canada, when they had WrestleMania 6. I love Rick, so managing Rick against Tito Santana was like an honor, you know, fun. You know, definitely working with two veterans and two pros, and the same with King Kong Bundy. He's a great guy too. I get to see him every now and then because he's still in the Jersey area.
Right.
So it's like I mean, who I manage now? I manage Stan Styles and T.J. Mathis and Eddie Valentine. And who I used to manage like on a more long-term basis was Jerry the King Lawler and Crowbar. So I have lots of memories. Obviously, you must have seen my bio to ask that Rick Martel question. So, like the list of who I've managed, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. There's lots of people, and there's probably people I forgot, didn't mean to.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually managed Brittany Brown a couple of times, so that was neat, managing a female.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But currently right now I'm, you know, because of, due to health reasons, I'm basically, I'll be on the show for a couple of months, but then I'm just going to, like, hit it back. Trying to avoid going to the shows and being outdoors in the summer heat and getting dehydrated. So,
right.
As Sean had to do, I got to take care of me for a little bit, and then I'll be back into action.
Right. Definitely,
yeah.
Prayers are with you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Right.
It's all good. It's like I'm feeling okay, and I want to stay that way. So,
right.
I mean, I wish my friends and my companies luck and joy, but watch it out there in that summer heat with those outdoor shows.
Right. Definitely with the humidity also, definitely. Wow.
Yeah, well, the humidity and just the sun pounding on those rings. It's, yeah. I mean, I did a show last year where it's like 94 degrees. And I was ring announcing. I was like, oh, my gosh, get me a tent. And some sunscreen, yeah.
And you, I consider you as one of the gorgeous ring announcers in the business also.
Thank you. I'm the one with the big mouth because sometimes I've done a few shows where the sound system has failed and had to do the show without a microphone or a sound system.
Right.
Yes. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Right. You're welcome. You definitely have the best hill mannerisms also.
Oh. Oh, and I manage all heel? Yeah. That's the best part. I've never been a cheerleader, so I'm more apt to get involved and keep my guy on top of the game. Guys.
Right. What you think of the current WWE product?
I've always liked it. I like it now because they're mixing it up. They're probably gonna. I'm not. You know, they're gonna split the brands again. Let's see how that goes. It's the women's division stepping it up. I get a kick out of Ambrose as champion. Like listening him tonight, cutting that promo, not missing a beat, just talking about getting a sandwich over. I was like, that was amazing. I was like, how many people do you know that could get food over?
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely missing Piper right now. He could have been a mentor or a
commentator
or did
manager.
A wrestling match with Ambrose.
Yeah, that he awesome man.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's like watching your. Unfortunately, lots of people are watching their childhood pass away, and they have all the, at least you have all the memories, and, you know, thank goodness for video, you know.
Right. Yeah, I was actually shocked. I said, this can't be true, no way.
It was pretty devastating.
Right.
No.
Yeah, it seemed like this, I just hope it's not like this brand split going to be a repeat of 12 years ago.
I'm sorry, what?
The brand split.
Oh, well, you don't know. It's like they always come up, I mean, it's like they always come up with new ideas. There's always something. And so, don't know.
Right, and I think Vince kind of been slacking.
I'm sorry, and it may give up-and-coming talent an opportunity.
Right, I know they're going to...
If they're splitting the brands, they're going to need more talent, I would think.
Right, they're definitely bringing guys back from the company or from NXT.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that you know, split it up, brand new faces, what the heck, give it a try.
Right. Yeah, the only thing they're missing is Paul Heyman because he was the best addict at... being a head writer of for SmackDown for the
transfer. But he's another one with the mic skills, incredible
yeah.
mic skills.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And definitely, I think they should have Joey Styles be the head announcer for Raw also, lead announcer, come back as a lead announcer.
Or announcer or commentator?
I'll say I'm a commentator, yeah.
Okay. was thinking, twist.
Yeah, Michael Cole is too ignoring. I think he need just to be backstage as a geek,
But that's exactly it. Yeah. You see, like that whole little character that he has. You were just talking about it.
Right.
See, he's got your attention, even though, in your opinion, you might want to give him a pop, but you're still talking about him.
Right.
That's what it takes, no matter what.
Right. Yeah.
As I always say, it's like I was always told, it's like two things. When they're talking shit about me, they're leaving somebody else alone.
Mm-hmm.
And it's when they stop talking about me that I'm in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Be it good or bad.
Right. I think he will work backstage.
Whatever your opinion may be.
Right. I think he will do good around Charlotte and backstage interview along with Dana Brooke and Dana Brooke doing stuff to Michael Cole. And I'm just impressed with Charlotte. She's more and more like her dad.
Oh, definitely. Well, you pretty much have one of the greatest teachers in the world in that case.
Right.
Says that like I'm honored because I'm actually going to on October 22nd in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at Pro Wrestling Empire. I'll be managing my team, Stan Styles, and the Alpha Male, TJ Mathis, but Ric Flair is headlining that show.
Mm.
So I'm very much looking forward to that. I you know, if being on a show with an icon, on a show.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah.
That means he's going to be there to take bumps.
Yeah.
Flair.
I'm going to give it, you know. It'll be one hell of a show.
Right. Definitely. Flair, at 66, he can still move.
Oh, yeah. And that'll be when it's like, I should be balanced out and have this all figured out with this whole breast cancer thing to be able to do this show, no problem by then.
Right.
A little jolt in my life, but I'll get everything back on track.
Right. What's your thoughts on the changes in TNA wrestling?
I'm sorry, the what?
The changes in TNA wrestling since they on Pop TV and then they're part owner.
Unfortunately, my Tuesdays have been really, really tied up, so I haven't been able to watch their shows in quite some time.
Right.
I know they have a lot of good talent, but I have not been able to keep up with the product.
Right.
It's actually hard for me to, you know, try to keep up with a lot of them, unfortunately, because it's something I really like. But
right
now, Tuesdays have me a little tied up.
Right. Yeah, definitely
yeah.
With WSU alumni Allison Kay and Marty Bell.
Yes, that much. I'm hoping like to try to get to catch up with it. I mean, congratulations to those girls. I mean, kudos making
right.
it to you know good. I mean, it's really nice to see people that you've worked with do it. Make it. I think it's awesome.
Right. Yep, she's the Knockouts champ, Allison Kay.
Okay. All right. That's right. All right. But I mean, congratulations! It's like wow, you know.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to give it to Mick. He definitely WSU. He had the talent.
Right, and it was nice to see Mercedes Martinez return back to wrestling.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's impressive too. Good for her.
Right.
She was always solid, so
right.
Why not?
And now as the Shimmer heavyweight champion.
Okay, she is Shimmer. I mean, I saw like I said, I'm kind of out of the loop, but
right.
I'll get back in.
She was definitely the WSU longest reigning champion.
Yes. She's good.
Yeah, I think Mick Cavery did a good job also.
Oh, yeah. You know what? He had it down, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But like I said, like, unfortunately, your health has to come first when it comes to certain things, so.
Right.
Put you on hold, but, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe someday he'll be back, too. You never know.
Yep, never say never in this business.
Exactly.
Right.
So.
But it's so many women's wrestling companies now.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's because it's finally getting attention. It's finally getting girls that are trained properly and are, you know, are athletic and know how to talk and know how to look, work, everything.
Right.
Like their own product, their own persona, everything. It's amazing.
Right. Even a company.
But would I want to wrestle? No, because I think they're really rough.
Right.
I'm always like, wow. Ooh. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, I'm in that don't hurt me category.
Right. It sounded like they was trying to make even companies like a WSU. I thought PWS was going to be sort of like the new WSU because they had Missy Sampson on when they started and
yes, the Bombshell Division, yes.
All right. And I noticed they cut back on it now, just have a women's belt.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
I actually like when it comes to Pro Wrestling Syndicate and other companies that they would do, like I got a feeling he'll do something.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. First, I thought this was like WSU from 2007 when some of these people was coming out to wrestle.
No. Because there is that's the thing now. Like, you know, the female wrestling has become so big that if you want to have an all female show, the talent you want to book, odds are they're going to be booked. They're already going to be locked in with another company.
Right.
That gets a little tough, you know.
Yeah. But I give Sean McCaffrey the guy that I think really paved the way and had he was the first one that had them have ring storylines and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Before
when
when
I first worked for him, the very first show we ever did was in Lodi. And I don't think he had 10 people in the audience.
Wow.
And he took that and worked on it, storylines, production, everything. And it went from that to international DVD sales to internet pay-per-view to I couldn't even tell you the audience counts anymore.
Right.
So, like, that was living proof of, like, being able to start from nothing and making it something.
Right. He also had Alicia there as the first person ever to be on the roster of WSU.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I was with him for a long time. Lodi to a Union, to the Ace Arena, to the New York Wrestling Council building.
Right.
That was the one that always took me 5 hours to get to because of traffic.
Yeah.
Like I just love driving to Long Island. Just love it. Mm-hmm. I can get to Boston quicker. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I think they had problems with the other arena that caused them to move to the NYWC.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I think it was like a building issue. It wasn't a like talent or anything. I think it was something wrong with the building.
Yeah. Oh, that sucked. Because it kind of looked like the Trockets from NWA Trockets promotion. It kind of reminded me of the building part with all the flags and stuff.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Listen, I've worked a lot of places, and so I'm like trying to, and my memory's not always the best, so I'm like trying to like pinpoint everything.
Right.
So. And I've had quite a few times where I've been to places and I was like, have I been here before?
Right. Every promotion in the alphabet.
and the locations, you know. Like in my case, Maryland, Delaware, New York, Connecticut, upstate New York, Pennsylvania. I've got a wide radius from the New Jersey base.
Right. I mean, you've been to JCW also.
Yes. Yeah, I'm a Jersey Championship Wrestling?
Yeah.
Didn't they change their name, though? Isn't it now GCW?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I used to work for that company quite a couple years ago.
And also NWS also?
Yeah, well, NWS was prior to JCW, but I don't think they're in existence anymore.
Oh, no, they went out. Yeah, they was.
Yeah, it was basically NWS became JCW, became GCW. That's what I'm going with, but not sure.
I know National Super Wrestling Superstars, that WSU used to be doing their King and Queen tournaments there.
Yes. Yeah, that was like Mick, that was Sean McCaffin, Dapper Johnny Falco.
Right. And I noticed that he was their promotion was on the Learning Channel a few years ago about pro wrestling and also with Ring of Honor tied in.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yes. Okay, the Learning Channel. Yes. Okay.
Right. And that was when Luke Gallows was on the card, and he was also even out the character when they was filming it.
Mhm. Yeah, they did some filming, I think, in Manville as well. So.
Right. Definitely, I used to be calling NWS the sister promotion of WSU.
Okay. Yeah, they did, like, NWS ran quite a few shows, too, though, so.
Right.
Mixed it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going, like, way back for me. I'm like, I mean, not way back, but long enough that I'm like, wait a minute, let me figure this all out.
Right. And I'm also shocked of Boss Mahoney also.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was definitely terrible.
And him and Axel, the tag team.
There's way too many too fast.
Right.
Too early.
And the only ones I see like that was Public Enemy.
Yes. Another, yeah. Rocco and Grunge, yes. That was, yeah.
Yeah.
So I said good people too early.
Yeah.
But you can never say this career, like when it comes to the physical aspect, you can never say this career choice is easy.
No.
No off season.
Yeah. They took their bodies on the line more.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. They all do. It's just, you know.
Right. And I think it was Gypsy Joe was like the longest active wrestler. I think he stopped in his late 70s.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that recently passed.
Yeah, yes, but that's just amazing. That's just amazing to hear what kind of shape you have to be into even. Wow.
Right. And I'm still surprised that Mil Máscaras at 79 still doing it in Mexico for maybe like for three or four times a year.
Mm-hmm. Isn't, you know, I'd say he's in,
yeah,
he's in pretty good shape.
Yeah. And, yeah, Dorian and Tory Funk are still going at in their early 70s. On twice a doing cars like twice or three times a year.
Yeah. Hey, you can do it. You love it.
Right.
More power to you.
Yep.
You know.
Yep.
It's like don't let a number slow you down.
Yeah. I think Terry Funk once said when his dad Dory Senior had passed and died in the ring, that he will continue doing it until he can't do it no more.
Mhm. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's like, why not? You know, like I said, you know, age is just a number. If you don't, you know, don't let somebody dictate to you what you should do.
Right. I guess hope Vince will bring that back also with the legends. Most of the legends wrestling again.
Possibly.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt.
Yeah, but he's more, I don't know if it's an out-of-touch thing.
You know, when you had me on hold, I was listening to your rendition of Razor Ramon's music, so.
Right. Yeah, that was rapper Wale. He's a huge wrestling fan.
And I'm sure Scott's heard that, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, so.
it's like he has something at WrestleMania every year called Wally Mania with all the wrestlers and other talent goes to on WrestleMania weekend.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Man, I tell everyone, fan, wrestler, worker, it don't matter. You no matter where you're sitting, you have to go to a WrestleMania. Just go to one.
Exactly.
Just see what that's like when they get that 100,000 mark in a building. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I really missed the WrestleManias in Connecticut also.
Yeah. But you get the chance, you have to go. I tell everybody, I'm just like, just go one time.
Right.
So if you're a wrestling fan, it's a must.
Yeah, definitely a must. Yes, but Vince now considered the bigger venues of like 60,000 or more.
Oh, easily. 60,000 now for a WrestleMania is too small.
Yeah.
It's just become amazing.
Yeah. And but I'm a really
from,
yeah
like I said like there's your other shining example from high schools and church gyms to football arenas, football stadiums. It's amazing.
Right. Yep. I think he really wanted to break WrestleMania 3 record and he did. Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I just can't even imagine 106,000 people, what that sounded like and felt like. It had to be live, unbelievable.
Right. Yeah. And I
hit 1,500 and I'm like, wow.
Right. From Madison Square Garden to stadiums.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, when I was a kid, they used to wrestle at the high school I went to. So you're talking quite some time ago. Bob Backlund, Gorilla Monsoon, Tony Gurria.
Yep, even other places in New York even had memories of Andre John getting his hair cut by Hempatera and no.
Oh my, wow, yes. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. But Vince just going to use Madison Square Garden as a special house show.
Well, that's because of its history.
Yeah.
You always have to have a garden there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the new angle with Bob Backlund being the life coach, to Darren Young.
Yeah.
I'd rather see Backlund in as a tag team.
I don't know. I think the manager life coach thing is going to be a better deal.
Yeah, hopefully. They've been stretching it out longer. I just want to see him in the ring, ringside.
Oh, I'm sure soon something's coming.
Right, even as a sneaky manager for the cross face and without the ref looking.
Yeah. not 100% sure where that gimmick's going yet, heel or face, so.
Right. But it is a takeoff of Donald Trump, Great America.
I'm sure.
Great again.
I mean, remember, he's been there too, so.
Right. Every company's using it now for their gimmicks and angle. Ring of Honor with All Night Express, they doing a takeoff of that. And TNA also with Al Snow, he wants to make wrestling all. Also,
Al is one of the best workers around.
Wow!
Besides being a trainer, a teacher, yes, Al really knows his. You know what?
Right.
And he's a good, decent person too. He's nice to deal with. So.
Right.
So say like anybody ever had the opportunity to do a seminar or training with him, I would say jump right on it.
Right. Yes, he definitely have a wrestling school now, and
there's no issue with that. I mean, he's good.
Definitely in the best shape I've seen him.
Yes, he's probably in the best shape of his life.
Right.
I've seen the workout, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna have to work out 2 years to even try to attempt that workout.
Yeah. It's amazing that transformation of Al Snow to a comical loving guy with head now the wrestler, the heel wrestler.
The same thing, somebody that can do it all as well.
Right.
So you get the opportunity to learn with him, I tell anybody, go.
Right. Do you follow anything from WWE Network?
Not really. I have it, but as of late, I haven't been able to watch a whole lot.
Right.
Got lots of other stuff on my plate that has to be handled first.
Right. Yeah, it's just amazing.
But I know the NXT. I mean, I hear raves about that.
Right.
You know, but like I said, I'll get there.
Yeah. And they have a adult cartoons similar to South Park called WWE Camp.
I haven't heard much about it. But I'm sure it's interesting.
Yeah, they you would think it's the Attitude Era. They use in profanity.
No, I liked the Attitude Era. That was that was a lot of fun.
Right.
So.
And some say that it was they trying to say that's a 9-year anniversary of Benoit. They trying to say that he messed up Vince McMahon's pushing the envelope era.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that was a horrible, tragic situation. I'm not sure anybody's going to ever have an answer for.
Yeah. Yep. It's kid-friendly. Once right there after that, that was kid-friendly.
Well, it's getting on. They're going back to it a little. Like I said, if you can keep it edgy enough that the adults can be entertained with the jokes that only the adult gets, and the kids still love it. You know, you got it.
Right.
I don't think they really have any complaints about their numbers and their attendance and their merch sales. So.
Yeah, I think Vince is. So they have a good.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
He's a genius. Amazing.
If he's getting paid for 3 hours more money for 3 hours of Raw.
So. Well, it's everything. It's your product, your merch, your gates, your television, it's just. It's all marketing. It's amazing.
Yeah, the network. Yeah, the network.
Yeah, there's everything, you know.
Right. Yeah, the ratings can be the lowest ever. They can still, Vince is still making a big sum of money.
Yeah. But it's truly a wrestling empire.
Right. Definitely is. I still predicting that somehow Linda McMahon gonna be Trump's running mate.
you never know, but
it looks like, because they've been loyal for Trump and the McMahons go back for over 40 years.
that's true.
Yeah,
you never know.
Yeah, I think Vince's dad and Donald Trump's dad knew each other and stuff, and they the biggest people that donate to Trump's charity. They the most persons that put forth more money than anyone.
Mhm.
Yeah, they brought it up. The media brought it up last week about it.
Of course.
Yeah. I just still have that feeling since Linda McMahon ran for senator twice in Connecticut 4 years ago.
Hey, you never know.
Yep. Yeah. I can see on TV. I think that would be a good story angle right there. Vince McMahon come up with the Trump Great American hat. Give it up for Hall of Famer Donald Trump.
And when it comes to pro wrestling, never with the word expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yep. I think it would be like Heat, just like Sergeant Slaughter Heat in 91.
Let's see. I'm looking at the time right now. Okay. Now, how long's your show run?
I mean, as long as it runs, yeah. As long as we don't have no timetable, it goes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it goes up to 2 hours, but I usually finish. I can finish early also.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because pretty soon I'm going to have to, like, give you a wrap-up.
Okay.
So you have any, like I said, things to do. But any questions, hit me up.
All right.
Anything you want to know or, you know?
No, we covered everything, definitely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Okay, let me see. I appreciate you having me on. And it's just getting time to go to sleep now, that's all.
it's an honor, yeah.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right.
Same here. And I will talk to you soon when down the road.
All right. You have a nice
night. Everybody have a nice night. Thank you.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the beautiful Destiny ring announcer. If you want to listen to this episode, it's right up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIsFactorRadio or at Facebook fan page Wrestling It Factor Radio Show / It Factor Entertainment Radio. Yes, we'll cover a lot of things. Also, coming next Thursday, July the 7th, at 2 o'clock, we have a hip-hop artist, Taya Hustle. Taya Hustle, a product of Brooklyn, New York. That's right, the BK stand-up. And you want to hear his latest single, New York Is My City. I'm about to play that right now.
I love my city, New York, Brooklyn, Manhattan, SIQUBX. I love my city, I'm a New York nigga. I'm sure your hood get it poppin', but New York, who brought you top five? Niggas dead or alive, Big L, Biggie Small, Jay-Z, plus nine, even pops from this side. But fuck it, I choose fun, keep it New York, nigga, of course I do, son. So go place your bets on side hustle, wild motherfucker. I am the truth. I am the truth.
My click put on, I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Chill these niggas, that's no pride. Chill these niggas want no pride. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking up my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover, playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I'm fly as a crossbow. body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev, move or be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they see.